It seems we've had our last slog through the upper 80s and the 90s. In fact, some of this region this weekend expected to dip into the lower 30s. But before that possible first freeze of the season hits, Joe Neal takes us outdoors.
Have you ever heard this spaceship out in the shady shrubs of your yard? No need to panic. It's just a bird, and harmless, unless you're a small insect or a mulberry. This is not a flying saucer hovering over western Arkansas. Little green people are not taking over Earth. This is Swainson's thrush, not a Martian, but rather a modest olive-backed bird, cousin to our familiar robin. It has a passport good anywhere in the Americas. Swainson's thrush transits through Arkansas in spring, headed north from its winter range in central and northern South America. I hear them from mid-April, sometimes to the first days of June. Thereafter, their songs fill forests well north in the Rocky Mountains and all across Canada and Alaska. In the following recording, Swainson's thrush shares the soundstage with a song sparrow. During spring migration, I was over at the Buffalo River with a birding group from Hot Springs Village. We had something of a slow, hot, sunny day until we found cool shade in a pioneer cemetery. There, perched on a rail fence, was Swainson's thrush. It kept a cool, dark eye on us, then flew. In a few minutes, we spotted it in a mulberry tree full of ripening fruit. The bird eyed the fruit carefully and then made quick, short flight, plucking off a berry. In the following recording, Swainson's thrush and an alarmed squirrel share the soundstage. Compared to the northward migration of spring, the fall migration is entirely different. We see very few birds and rarely hear any. During this southward migration, most Swainson's thrushes fly well east of Arkansas. In short, no spaceships in the yard in fall. It will be spring 2013 before spaceship songs again fill us with terror. There will be no need to call Homeland Security now that we know this song.
Joe Neal is the co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book is In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir.